U.S. forces are about 10 miles from Baghdad, approaching from two directions. The army is moving from the southwest and is said to be near the city's international airport. Marines are somewhat farther out, advancing from the southeast. There has been little Iraqi resistance to this push on Baghdad, but farther south, Iraqi forces have downed two American aircraft, a Black Hawk helicopter, and a Navy fighter. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins me now. When might soldiers and Marines enter Baghdad?
Well, of course, no one is saying for sure, but I can tell you that, you know, Central Command press releases are usually very cautious, and the latest one now says that the Army has, quote, opened the gates to Baghdad. One Central Command spokesman has said that troops could be there in hours if they chose, but Pentagon officials in Washington are stressing don't expect the U.S. to rush into the city. They have stressed repeatedly there could still be tough fighting between troops in the city. They haven't seen it, though, when they expected it on this dramatic push in the last 24 hours in toward the gates of the city. In fact, there have been reports that some of the roads are littered with black boots, apparently Iraqi soldiers who've taken them off and run away, not wanting to be seen as a soldier. But military officials do say that some of the Republican Guard units apparently have fallen back into Baghdad.
So does it mean a big fight for the city?
Well, it's a good question. The U.S. certainly says it continues to hope not, that the increasingly elusive hope of a surrender is still out there, but not likely. Iraqi officials continue to tell people that they are winning this war. They list a whole number of American vehicles and planes they say they have shot down. They say morale is high and victory is near. Analysts say that it's likely the U.S. may want to kind of regroup, that a whole full-out attack into the city is not likely. The military's own urban combat guidelines looked at this issue last year and kind of revised guidelines say that there could be probing attacks on key strategic points in the city. It's going to be very risky, of course. The U.S. would lose a lot of its high-tech advantage the minute it gets into an urban situation, as witnessed just by the downing of these two aircraft in the past few hours.
Yeah, what about that? The Black Hawk helicopter and the Navy fighter. How were they shot down?
The details are still unclear and a bit conflicting, but we're told that the Black Hawk helicopter was shot down near Karbala by small arms fire. At least six people are reported dead, possibly seven. One spokesperson says four others were wounded but rescued. The Navy F/A-18 fighter jet, the location is not as clear, but it was apparently shot down by a surface-to-air missile, and we don't know the fate of the pilot.
So there's still fighting in southern Iraq, even as U.S. forces get close to Baghdad.
Yes, we're told that the 101st Airborne has been carrying out a continued offensive near Al-Najaf, about 100 miles south of the city. That is actually where there was quite a warm welcome to U.S. troops when they moved in, but clearly there's still some resistance taking place. The 82nd Airborne has been operating near Samawa. The Central Command says they have destroyed a number of Iraqi vehicles and other discovered missiles, caches, and so forth. So clearly there will continue to be occupied with skirmishes and firefights elsewhere through the country, even as other troops focus on Baghdad.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.